Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Literally, somebody has to come along and fucking rip that from me. For whatever reason, I'm sitting out there, you know, in my bikini on the beach, just texting away, and I get hit with this lightning bolt. You kind of have to know how to really ride that line, and he rides it pretty good. Well, hello, everyone. All right, so today I want to talk about this new found thing I've just recently realized or was pointed out to me that I'm in subspace, that I go into subspace. Now, some of you may think that's funny, but or that I did that funny that I missed it, or I just wasn't kind of aware. But I was texting with Cowboy N, and he made a comment about me being in subspace. And I kind of, why I don't know, kind of stared at that for a minute, going, huh, okay, holy fuck, yes. This is true. And I do get a lot of questions about just people wanting me to define what it is between he and I, what it is that I'm experiencing, what that's like, what I'd call it, you know, all these labels, you know, is he your dom? You know, are you owned? Kind of all of the various lingo that goes into this that, quite frankly, I'm unfamiliar with. And I don't know, you know, am I being submissive? Am I a sub? Am I somebody's sub? Am I nobody's sub? Am I owned? What, you know, all of these different things and categories. And I think I probably spent the better part of this whole entire time sort of bucking that system, defiantly kind of saying, no. You know, none of those are me. Well, some of it is me. I think today I want to do my best to kind of lay that out. Maybe not even so much for anybody else, but more so for myself. Because I was just really going through it in my head, and which I love to do, by the way. You know, God, do I love to get in my head, which is kind of the opposite. It's really the opposite end of the spectrum of what happens to me when I'm in the middle of an act or a scene, whatever you prefer to call it. I don't know what I prefer to call it, to be quite honest with you. But when I'm in that mode and when I get that mental quiet and shut down, I'm not thinking. I'm just reacting and feeling things and completely going along with someone else's program, almost kind of like a childlike state. You know, my mom used to say to me, she used to say, "You used to be such a sweet little girl. What happened?" I don't know. I think about that. You know, I used to say, "Oh, whatever." But now I see these parallels and these similarities between, you know, when I was my freest to when I'm my most complicated and unfree of thoughts and ideas and pressures from the outside, and I have to be this and I have to be that. And while I was on my vacation in the Virgin Islands, not the Bahamas, as I kept saying, I kept telling everybody I was in the fucking Bahamas. I don't know. Somehow that got stuck in my brain and I just kept repeating it. I can't tell you how many people were like, "Wait a minute, I thought you were in the Bahamas." No, no, no. Never have been to the Bahamas. Never booked a trip to the Bahamas. Never intended on going to the Bahamas. Was always going to the Virgin Islands. That is where I went. Anyway, while I was there, I did get some lovely texts from Sir Inc. And he was asking me, you know, I want to read this because it was really, honestly, it was really profound. And I want to thank him because when he said this to me, it just blew my mind. And so we hadn't chatted in a while, and he's just said, he sends over a text. He says, "Are you tied up?" And I said, "Well, I've been slapped, spanked, choked, called more dirty names than I can count. Usually the bed has so many wet spots, there aren't enough towels to put down, if that tells you anything." And then I'm just asking him how he is. And so he's like, "This is great. So glad to hear you got straightened out." And I said, "Oh, he gave me a big attitude adjustment the first night." And then he says, "I can't wait to hear the podcast." And he's got, there's a picture of, it's a GIF. It's a picture of, what's his name? From Titanic. What's his name? The guy, the main guy. I'm drawing a blank. He did The Wolf of Wall Street. Anyway, I think this is from The Wolf of Wall Street, but Leonardo DiCaprio, he's clapping his hands. And I just said, "You know, I definitely have a bratty side, and it gets worse if we haven't seen each other in a while," but he's quick to correct that. And then he just says, "I'm cheering him on, probably because I like seeing a type A personality get what's coming to them." And then I just kind of say, "Well, it defies logic." And I'm not only letting him do this, I need him to do this to me. Why is that? You know, I mean, I still am, you know, at this point, I'm still like fucking confused about this. This has been a problem for me this whole time. Just like, I can't get my arms around this. Like, I can't understand why. Like, literally, I cannot understand why someone, and I don't say this in a vain way, but just someone of my caliber, someone of my, with my background, with my determination, my experience level, my success, why do I need this? You know, I'm reverting back to what I had just written, like that I need this. And I said, I need this, I need him to do this to me, it's in all caps. And for the life of me, I've been baffled by this, stumbling along for the better part of 2 years going, "What the fuck?" You know, really, literally, just what the fuck? Like, I can't explain this. And people have been, you know, commenting and asking me for designations and labels and are you this and are you that? And I'm just like, I just don't know what the fuck I am, right? With this, as I'm engaging in this, I have no idea where I'm at with this and why I'm so drawn to it. And, you know, and every time I start to understand it and hit a new level and something makes sense, then I go past that. And then I'm still, it's almost like I'm starting over and I'm just like, ugh, you know, I'm back to square one, being just as confused about it, going, why now? Why do I like this again? And there's this process that goes on. It's like every time he takes it, Cowboy Ann takes it up a notch, I go through this phase. It's like I'm excited and it's hot and then I'll be damned if he doesn't fucking say something every time that just like sets me back where I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And I sort of revert back to old patterns. And just through the course of our texting, because we're in a fairly big time difference now that I'm home. And although I was saying I'm sleeping lighter, so he's 4 hours ahead. So he'll text me and I'll text him. And I think either one of us will wake up and just like respond to the other one. But the minute I hear my phone, I'm like dead awake. And I sleep like, normally I sleep like a freaking log. You could run a freight train through my room and not wake me up. I mean, that is how solid of a sleeper I am. But for some reason, it's just now, right now, I'm sleeping very lightly. And then when he's texting, I'm just like instantly woken up. Like I've never really gotten that deep. I'd gone into a deep, deep sleep. So I kind of jump right back into engaging him. And we kind of did a lot of this last night, and it's sort of blowing me back. You know, I'm back sort of with my hackles up a little bit, you know, like, I just got a text from him. Why is he? Every time I talk about him, he's got that little mojo. So all of a sudden, you know, I had this great time with him, and I'm like, wow, I really, you know, I hit this new level. I mean, he really did push me to the next level, and I liked it. And I know that I can go farther, even though it was intense. And I mean, I've never been slapped. Nobody's ever slapped me. I was fucking getting slapped. And controlled and, you know, and choked and spanked and all these things. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, this just, if you say this on a surface level, it sounds so counterintuitive. Why am I digging this? Now, I want to say, I've got to say for the record, I don't have any, you know, any trauma in my background that would reasonably explain this. And I know that there's so many different people that, you know, they're attracted to this for so many different reasons. And part of what's been bugging the fuck out of me, it's like, well, you know, I had a normal childhood. You know, nobody's ever talked to me in a disrespectful way. I haven't had any kind of disrespectful relationships in my history. You know, I mean, I would say typical growing up girl insecurities and shit like that? Like every person, you know, every child does as they grow and develop and just all that kind of normal stuff. Sure. Absolutely. Have that. But you know, and again, I'm not trying to be unfair. I don't know if there's, you know, if that's kind of par for the course, if that is one of the norms, but I have heard it mentioned before that, you know, that the trauma portion. So again, I'm just trying to kind of give a little background here before I get to what was said to me. Not this is by Sir Inc. You know, we're texting and he says, so, you know, when I ask him, I'm like, when I said, look, this just defies logic. And I'm explaining, I not only let him do this, but like, I need him to do this to me. And I legitimately ask him, why is that? Because I don't have the answer. And he said something. It was so well said, so perfect. He just really hit the nail on the head. I've got to read it. He just said, because being in control and shouldering the load is taxing every day on the soul. And a type A woman that relishes her feminism needs to have that control snatched from her and fall into subspace. Really, it's just being all soft and feminine. And I read that and I was just like, floored. Holy fucking shit. Yes, that is it right there. I am very soft and feminine. And I have somewhere along the way left that behind. And it reminded me of what my mom was saying about, like, what happened to you? You know, you just used to be so sweet and kind, and, you know, and somewhere slowly along the way, those parts of you erode, or they don't have an outlet, or they're not serving you with what, you know, you're really trying to accomplish. And that, those things in me, I probably somewhere just along the way saw those as weaker, and just there was no place for them. But that's really, really, really at the root of, you know, when you strip all this down, like, you know, who I am. And so that's why I love this so much, because you're not going to get me to give that willingly. Like somebody, I mean, I do give it willingly, but literally somebody has to come along and fucking rip that from me. Rip the, that just all that kind of masculine stuff, whether it's the strong side of me, whether it's the dominant side of me, all of that has to be not put in its place, not knocked back on its heels, because it rears up again. It has to literally be just fucking torn down. And that's what the more I go and the higher I go with this, that's what's really happening. And for whatever reason, I'm sitting out there, you know, in my bikini on the beach, just texting away, and I get hit with this lightning bolt, you know, and I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, that's it. That is it. And it really kind of made, you know, everything click a bit for me. And I told him, I said, I don't think I've ever read anything that makes more sense to me, you know, very well said. And then he said, you have a softness about you, but the society, especially in the workforce, will rake you over the coals and fuck you over with it. To win in a man's world, you have to adopt male fiery energy, which kills softness. So with him, he takes that fire away and allows you to just be. And that's so true. And I'm not trying to say, like, woe is me. Oh, I'm out there in a man's world. No, none of that. You don't need to have any pity for me. Nothing like that. It's just that it's been so long that I've been operating that mode for such a fair portion of my life. I mean, I literally probably turned that on, you know, oh my gosh, so long ago. And I didn't really realize the not want to say the price to pay for it, but the downside to it. There is always there's an equal but opposite reaction. That's the way the world works. Everything seeks a balance. And so I, you know, certainly to get where I am and to have what I do and all that, I've made trade-offs. And again, this is not a, you know, I'm not feel sorry for myself at all, but it's really fascinating to see it like, and go, oh my gosh, look, yes, that's it right there. And for whatever reason, you know, so far, Cowboy N's the only one that can push me far enough to the point where he's like, I am going to fucking do this. Now, he understands there's a balance to that, right? You know, you don't abuse that position, but you kind of have to know how to really ride that line, and he rides it pretty good. And he's been very patient about it, because here it is, you know, over 2 years later, and I haven't run screaming for the hills. So I agree that it's his masculinity that in his, you know, that kind of fiery male energy. And I'm not trying to get out there too. I'm not trying to get out there in all with all this hocus pocus, but literally that, seriously, it's true. Like that is what I've needed, because when he rips all that bullshit away, you know, then I am left with just like really the feminine parts of myself. And that's kind of what I've been trying to, what I've been sort of been missing, trying to get back to, the way, you know, I kind of naturally want to be, but sort of forgot about it. And I didn't realize it, because I'm like, yeah, look at me. If you see me, there's nothing masculine about me. I'm very feminine, and you know, and all that. You know, I mean, but when I get going in my work mode and in my, you know, when I'm in that Layla taskmaster doer mode, I mean, it's all male. It's all like masculine. And now I'm like, oh God, get that off me. It's like cooties. I just want to be feminine. And I am, but it's really weird how for you need that right person, because if somebody's not just on that higher masculine level, then there's a fair strong undercurrent of it running from me, you know, that just, I'm still in that mode. It's not completely shut off. And you kind of have to shock me to shut it off. You have to do what he's done. And, you know, that's where I don't have any control. I don't have any choices. I don't have a say. And if I raise the bar, his is like so much higher that, you know, you kind of get to the point where you go, well, that I can't match that. I can't, you know, like what am I thinking? I wouldn't even try that. I can't match that. But also that I don't want to. I get a bigger reward if I submit. And I like it more. And it really is me, more me than I have acknowledged in a long time, and that I've been in a long time. And so it's really kind of trippy, you know, and I know on the previous podcast, someone's asking me, well, how far are you going to go with this? I guess I don't, as far as it takes. And I don't have a good answer for that. I don't. And again, you know, after this, just this texting back and forth, you know, it comes back to what do I want? And I don't know why I keep stumbling over that, but I do. But I know what I need. I need all this just stripped away. And it's not going to happen with me just going, okay, here you go. It takes a lot of skill and a lot of patience and a lot of persistence, because the minute I know that I'm losing ground, I automatically, you know, switch back into that. Oh, all right. Well, then I will, you know, you're going to do that? Fine. I'll show you. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And that's the stubborn, I guess, you know, maybe you want to call it bratty side. I didn't think I had a bratty side. And Sir Ink said that. And then Cowboy had also mentioned it. I'm like, where are you getting this? I don't have this bratty side, but actually, you know what? Man, I do. I really do. It's that, you know, you can call it stubborn, you can call it bratty, whatever. It's kind of like this little kid digging in, kicking their heels in, going, no, kicking and screaming. But you're literally going to have to drag me kicking and screaming and almost, you know, consensually force me to give all this up. So if I sit and I think about, well, you know, how far am I going to take this? Or as Cowboy Ann keeps asking me, you know, what do you want? It's really just, you're going to have to push me even farther and harder, because I'm still clinging to, you know, old habits, old ways. That's still so comfortable and safe. And I don't know that, you know, I don't know what it takes to really kind of like really, really let all that go. And maybe that's not possible. I don't know. But I'd like to see, you know, if I can. I'd like to be where the point, if he says something and I just, you know, go, okay. Like, it doesn't even faze me. There's nothing from a dominant perspective that he says that I have a reaction to. And I still do. He said some things last night, and I just was like, huh. And also, when I saw him, I told him that every time I see him, it's kind of like you ride this wave, this roller coaster. And every time I see him, usually when I'm ready to leave, I'm really like, I'm ready I'm sort of in flight mode. Like, and I say to myself, okay, that's it. That's the last time you're going to see him. You're not going to do this anymore. You're going to stop. And that's because, you know, usually he always pushes me, however great or small, to some next level. And my dominant side is like, okay, fuck this. You're done with this shit. It's time to regroup. Get your fucking wits about you, woman, and get back out there and, you know, slay some goddamn dragons like you're supposed to. And you know, it's kind of like that part of me that's maybe kind of like, that's kind of getting killed. That when he's around like that side, that part of me is just getting fucking hammered. So that little part of me is like, okay, I got to get control. We got to regroup here. And I'm not trying to talk about myself in the third person like I have all these personalities, but everybody kind of knows, you know, we all have these different sides of ourselves. And this one does not want to die. This one wants to go. This one's going to go down in a ball of flames. It's going to be a fiery death. But I know from my past and just everything, like, okay, this part of me, this business part of me that I've sort of kind of let really kind of become me, doesn't suit me in anything other than business. And it's sort of taken over my life a bit and just, you know, and just sort of become who I think I am. And I'm just now kind of starting to go, huh, you know what? Maybe that's not really me. It's not who I want to be moving forward. But letting go of that is some serious fucking shit right there. I just am having a hard time. And so that's probably the biggest reason why I can't define for him very well. And I know it's frustrating what it is I want. I'm like, excuse me, you want to kill a part of me and you just want me to lay it out there like, this is how you do it. I can't do that. I clearly, because I haven't been able to. And we've probably had this conversation ad nauseum, you know, I don't know how many times. And even just this morning, I'm just like, I'm just not responding anymore. And that's kind of my thing. I'll just like, okay, all right. You know, you can have the last word. I just don't need to respond. That's fine. So, yes, it's a bit of a, weird thing. And now that I'm, you know, and now that I'm getting a better handle on it, it's weird to be able to, now it's weird to be able to talk about it. And, you know, and this is why I think also, you know, when BE and I would talk about this stuff or anybody else would ask me, what is it he's doing? I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, I would say, oh, I don't, it's just, you know, but again, thanks to my conversation with Sir Inc, I think I'm really starting to get a better handle on it. And I don't know why it takes somebody else, you know, a totally neutral third party, uninvolved, to point this out to me, but, you know, like, who knows how a cowboy man may already see this and may already know this. But if it comes from him, I'm probably just gonna be like, oh, well, you don't know what you're fucking talking about. You know, I'm going to get in my, you don't know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm going to go off on my little, get in my head and just ride that until the wheels come off the bus. But, you know, somebody else who has a different perspective, who all, you know, who is a dominant and has dealt with this stuff before and just, you know, has really unbiased. I mean, he has no stake in the outcome of whether or not I take his point of view or not. He's just being honest with what he sees. And And it hit me. It really did. It hit me like a ton of fucking bricks while I was there. Right. So then I'm like, oh God, I gotta get away. I gotta process this. I gotta think about this. How does this relate? You know, and I again, I'm in my like flee flight mode, you know, I gotta go. But it's interesting. I will say this, that I did, he said that to me early about mid trip. So I was able to, you know, kind of kvex about it a bit. And then this time, I will say this time when I left, I was like, huh, man, I'm not really looking forward to getting on that plane. Normally, I'm like, you can drop me off early. You know, I'm ready to go to the airport. It could be 5 hours ahead. You know, I'm like, that's fine. Just drop me off. You can do your things. I know you got stuff to do. And this time I was like, oh, man, you know, like, this is a bit of a bummer. I'm not really ready to go. I wish I was staying longer. Like, that's literally what I was feeling. Like, huh? No, I'm not. I'm ready to be pushed more. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. So I don't know. Freaky ass shit going on. Oh, I hate this stuff. I tell you what, there will not be a goddamn year four. No, 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 no. This sharing is bullshit. It's hard on me, but it's a bit cathartic, but it's hard. And I don't always want to do it. But shit, at this point, you know, in my life, why not? I get to do it anonymously. That's my safety net. Like, if everybody knew who the fuck I was, no, this would be so hard. But I do have that little cheat factor there because I get to just kind of talk it out to myself and everybody else out there that loves to listen. I do appreciate it. I actually do appreciate the feedback. It's been good. And it also, you know, explains why people that will listen and that have experience in this, you know, they're really kind of looking for me to define where I'm at, maybe have a better handle on it. And the truth is, I really, really don't have that great of a handle on it. I'm starting to. And I really, my focus is really just, I need that masculine fire extinguished. And the only way is that there's somebody that's more masculine than me, which sounds strange because I'm a feminine woman. But in order for me to really let all that to kind of be the fuller expression of that, I've got to. It's like, it's weird. It's like, that's why the slapping, I think that's why that physical, not just, yes, you're bigger than me, all that blah, 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 but the physical takeover that, you know, where I'm being manhandled and choked, restrained, slapped, even, you know, that talking down to, it's just like, you know, nope, you don't. This is not the Layla show. You're fucking crazy if you think it is. It's not the Layla show. And I'm going to show you in about 2.5 seconds how serious I am about that. And you're fucking dancing to my drum. You know, you're marching to my beat, not the other way around. And I don't know why it takes something like that to get my attention, but it literally does. Otherwise, I will walk all over you. I'll smile at your face. I'll be, oh yes, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be fucking flipping you the bird, behind your back. Not literally, but figuratively with my actions and my attitude and, how I'm, That's great. You just tell me, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna turn around and, in half a second, I'll be doing exactly what I want again. I need that restriction. I need that really strong, like, that bullshit doesn't bother me kind of person. Like, I've got way more patience than you do, lady. I guarantee it. And, and someone kind of has to like call my bluff and ride it out and also force it on me, And again, it sounds really strange that why I need that the physical part that even, like the slapping, that was really new. And I had a good, reaction to it. It was effective, very effective, but also a turn on. I mean, obviously, this is sort of, there's aspects of this that are highly sexually charged, and it was a turn on. And just even like, I mean, he made me call him like, sir. I've never fucking called anybody sir, and I swore I would never fucking call anybody sir. Yes, sir. Blah, blah, blah. I'm saying that now. I'm back with my, alligator mouth going, but when I, when he was asking me, well, who, whose pussy is this, and whose ass is this, and who's this, and I was like, it's yours, and he's like, it's mine. What? It's mine, sir. And he just like, that's the first time he ever wanted me to address him like that in the moment. And I did it. I fucking did it. I didn't hesitate. It was like, yep, it came right out. And felt natural. Shocking. I'm like, oh. But like I said, now get me away from that. And I start reverting back. And that's usually why I'm wanting to get the fuck out of there after I have some, after I hit a next level and have some little breakthrough. I'm like, okay, I gotta go, I gotta go. But this time I was kind of like, yeah, I want to keep that going, keep that momentum going. So very interesting. And I kind of figured out, like the key was thanks to with some help, from an outside source. But, I'm really kind of starting to put it together, and I like that. And I have no idea where the fuck that's going to take me. I have no idea what that's going to leave me with at the end of this. Like, oh shit, That's the scary part, I think. It's just not knowing like who I'm becoming, or who's really under all this armor. And it's been so long since I've been that person, I guess. And I said at the very beginning of this, like, wow, I was a little nervous about who I was becoming, but I literally had no idea, none, not a clue about what road I was starting down and where I was going and what I'd be opening up, and how do I take this and then apply it to my normal life, I guess, if you want to call it that. My normal life, my normal relationships. What do I do with this? I don't know. So that's what you're gonna all have to stay tuned for. But it's getting very interesting around Layla Land. All right, everyone. Well, as usual, always love your questions and comments. I really do. So please don't hold back. You never do, but Keep sending them in. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.